So if you Google the most expensive water, this is what I got. Okay. This is from eluxmagazine.com or something, okay? The most expensive liter of water you could purchase in the world is Filico Jewelry Black King, $14,463 per liter. The next one is called Bling H2O, the 10,000, which is $3,600 per liter. The third most expensive is, I don't know what's on top of the letter O. There's like a thing on top of the O for this. I don't know what language that is. An O with like a yarmulke, I don't know. O Amazon Bird of, what is that, French? What is that? What's that little thing? Okay. O Amazon Bird of Revelation, $2,784 per liter. Four, Nevas de Clart, $1,042. Now, if you actually read the article, it's misleading because it's not true. They're not selling the water. It's the bottle. I know, but why don't the article is misleading because I Googled expensive waters, but that's not true. The most real, probably the most expensive water I found was like $20 per liter. One of them was like from Antarctica, which like not touched by man or something, like some spring in Antarctica. One was like some like Finnish like brand. It's just, I think the last two here, Berg is $31 per liter. BLVD, I've heard BLVD, that's $27 per liter. So it's really a misleading article. The luxury brands. Yeah, but the point is that waters can be expensive as well. I want you to file that away until the end of the Chabura. Now I ask you a very basic question. Can you have two people eating bread and a third person sits down and he drinks water? Zimun or no, Zimun?
No.
We're going to vote, okay? We're going to vote. This is not an easy question. Yes, okay, I want to make very clear. I want to get the facts. Yeah, let's get the facts clear. The facts are is that we're talking about three people. We're not talking about 10 people, okay? Three people. Okay, we'll start off with 10, but that will be a lead into the three. You have two people having bread. One's eating, drinking water. Don't make it complicated. The guy didn't come at the right time. They all sat down together. One person's on a diet, and he's really not eating anything. And I was actually at a meal the other day, and like some with a group of people. One was non-Jew, and he turned down the ice cream because it was Lent. Never heard that. So apparently that was the thing he accepted. So anyway, so that was a very interesting concept. Man, I never heard that. I didn't know that. But so we don't want to make it like that. But we'll make it more of a Yiddish shazach over here. And so you have two people eating bread, and one person is drinking simply water all at the same time. Zimun.
Not eating anything.
Nothing. Zimun, he's make a bracha shako. Of course he's make a bracha. In my case, for sure. For sure, he's thirsty. He's very thirsty. He's sitting there drinking as they're eating. They're eating at the same time, same table, same everything. He's only having one. Zimun or no Zimun?
Zimun.
Raise your hand if you think it's a Zimun. Well, without him, they don't have a Zimun.
Right.
So you think he can make a Zimun?
Yeah.
Now that he can answer, he can make a Zimun.
Yeah.
Okay. Raise your hand if you think he could have a Zimun. No? It's about a third of the room, I think. Yeah? Say we can't make a Zimun. No, two-thirds should be raising their hands. Okay. It's about a 50-50 maybe, or a little bit more, 60-40, I'd say. Some are abstaining. I saw the abstentions. Okay. Says the Gemara in Brachos, a very simple question. Tisha achu dagan, nine people are eating, let's say, bread, and one is eating a vegetable, mitstarfin. They could combine. So if you have nine breads, one veggie, they combine. Reb Zera said, "Boy, me name Rebbe Huda." I asked Rebbe Huda, "Well, what about Shmona Mahu, Shiva Mahu?" You have eight eating bread and two vegetables, seven breads, three vegetables. Can they combine or not?
With one is for
Elokeinu. Oh, good. We're not talking about three over here. Says the Gemara, "Amar Lo Shna." There's no difference. In other words, eight breads, two veggies, seven breads, three veggies, combine. Then the Gemara has this whole discussion. What about six? Oh, why don't you ask six and they start vamorim, start fighting with each other? You should have asked six, you didn't ask six. The Gemara comes out, well, maybe six is no good. six breads and four veggies because it's not nicker. It's not recognizable. It's not recognizable. You can't tell that a majority is bread because if you look at a room, it's hard to count. If you start counting six, so let's leave six out. Definitely seven, eight, nine having bread and two, three, four, whatever it was, or one, two, three having veggies is good. End of Gemara. Gemara says nothing else about this topic. So you turn to the Shulchan Aruch and says, well, what about a vegetable for three? No. You have two breads, one veggie. Is that recognizable? Is it 2-1? What is that? It's 66%. Someone here could do the math. When you have 7 and 3, what's the percentage? No. 70. Mr. Klein, someone help me out over here, yeah? 70. What? What is it?
70.
70. Okay. But so 2 out of 3 is 66. No?
Right.
Is that the same?
As what? That's
7. Meaning 7 and 3 is fine. No, you have enough breadies. You
reason,
have enough breads.
Because of the reasoning that you wouldn't be able to tell from three people, if only one doesn't, then it should be fine.
You think it should be fine? Because you think 2-1 is recognizable, even though it's 66% only, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Says Shulchan Aruch, let's make it as confusing as possible. There are three opinions about this very simple question.
Only three.
But this is a humongous machlokas amongst all the Rishonim. All jump in and try to understand this Gemara. Now, how do you parse out three opinions of what seems to be a yes or no answer? It's a good question.
Depends what the reason for the
decision. Oh, exactly. So it may depend on the reason. It may depend on what we're talking about. It may also depend on the word dagon in the Gemara. Opinion number one, says Shulchan Aruch, is Hamitz. Okay, let's see. We'll show you. Here. Avol gimel eino mitzarif ad sheyochal kizayis pas. Opinion number one, the Rambam says, what do you have to do to combine to be that third guy?
Bread.
So in other words, if you have three people at a table, unless all three are having bread, no zimun, according to the Rambam. Opinion number one. Opinion number two is v'yei shomrim depekizayis dogon mahani. What's dogon?
Okay.
Yeah, mizonos. That helps. I feel ain't no pas. That is the opinion of the Rif. Comes along the Rosh, and opinion number three says v'yeish omrim. Here's the kicker: to be yarek veggie ubichol ma'achol mahani. What does that mean?
Anything.
You said anything, and you said anything shakel. Neither of you are precise translations. Ubichol ma'achol mahani.
Food,
whatever you eat. So neither of your definitions would have been 100%
close.
Can't be a drink.
It's got to be a food.
I didn't say that. That's you said. I just translate the words. You're making a logical inference. But that's not what the words say. It doesn't say not a drink. It says any food works. Opinion number three. Okay. How do we paskin? Says Shulchan Aruch, you really got to paskin like the first opinion. In other words, if you're a Svardi guy, then Shulchan Aruch says, seems to go with Shitas HaRambam, which is you really need to have bread. Three people eating bread, that's what it says. However, then Shulchan Aruch, wait one second, just the Svardis in the room, if there's no one, it doesn't look like, but just in case anyone's listening to this, you know, the Svardis, it's not so simple. The rest of the Shulchan Aruch says, well, even a Svardi guy, if it happened to be, you know, he ate something else, maybe he could rely on that third opinion. Okay. So Svardis are going to have a lot of problems how to go which way. No way. We'll get to the Ashkenazi opinion in a second. Yeah.
So if according to the opinion, right, the Rambam, to the opinion that says it has to be pas.
Yeah.
So according to him, 9 and 1 would not allow you to make yellow kano either.
No.
Unless it was pas.
Nope. It's just 9 and 1, and what's the answer? You answer yourself. Answer yourself for that question. What's the difference in 9 and 1?
Well, that you have a mezuzah.
Don't roll your hand like that, Sean. That's a big point.
No,
you have a zimun anyway.
Yeah,
no,
but you don't have the zimun to say elokeinu.
Fair point.
So
fair point.
To say elokeinu, it's an extra thing. You should have to have pas with that tenth guy also.
It's an extra thing. It's an extra. That emphasis on picking out your words over there. It's an extra thing. But your thing is still there.
But not for elokeinu.
Fair. But you still have a zimun. You still have a combination which requires zimun. If you have 9 eaters of pas and 1 veggie guy, you have a zimun. You have 3 zimunim. But now you just have, okay, now the whole question is, okay, that was our Gemara's discussion. Says the Rambam, that's a great discussion for the extra thing. But when it comes to three people, if you have two people eating bread and one guy is only eating a veggie, you don't even have a zeman to begin with. You can't start talking about extra things, not extra things. You just don't have a zeman. You don't. It's as if you have two people there. That's a pretty radical and chumrah, stringent opinion of the Rambam. How do Ashkenazim paskin? Mishnah Berurah, citing a Magen Avraham, says, yeah, Ashkenazim, who cares about Ashkenazim? But Achshav nowadays no hagim, now we have the minhag shemo rotzel echol pas, if the guy, third guy doesn't want to eat pas, no snimo lechadchila lishtos, olecho, eza dover. You could just give that third guy, to make sure you have a zeman, give him a drink, it says ezu lechadchila lishtos, to drink, oh, what did I say? Lecho, eza dover. What does eza dover mean?
Anything.
This is your anything. Anything you want. So according to Ashkenazim, according to Mishnah Berurah, you have two guys eating bread, a third guy sits down, you want to give him a zeman, you can give him eza dover, which essentially means anything.
Well, what's the definition of lishtos?
Well, that's a great question. I've got a few more minutes to tackle that. But 1 second. What is the definition of lishtos? It sounds like anything. It says eza dover. Eza dover. Whatever you want. Now, first question is, well, what's the machlokas? This is a pretty radical machlokas. You have two people sitting down with bread, and you have a third guy. Does he have to have bread, or can he have eza dover? That's a pretty radical machlokas. So I wanted to say, I have in my notes, this is like 14 years ago, I have in my notes, like I have it in 2009. So take it or leave it. I hope I've improved in my learning in 14 years. I really hope so. But so I don't know if this makes any sense now, but I'll just share it with you, and you could all tackle me and tell me this makes no sense. But there is a separate machlokas, the Rambam and the Rosh. So I thought there's got to be some connection between this machlokas. A separate machlokas, Rambam and Rosh, about if you have two people. There's a question, the Mishnah says, if you have a shamish, you have some guy who's a waiter going back and forth from table to table. Does he combine for the zeman? Says the Mishnah, he does combine for a zeman. Says the Rosh, you see from that Mishnah that you should always try to make a zeman as much as you can. It's a mitzvah to chase zimunim down. You have two people at a table, always try to chase and find that third person. You know who doesn't bring that halacha down at all? The Rambam. Doesn't say that at all. Doesn't say anything about a mitzvah. So you have another machlokas. We just had the Rosh and the Rambam. Between the Rosh and the Rambam, if you have two people, is there a mitzvah to chase down the third person or not? So it makes a lot of sense. The Rosh says you have to chase down a third person. So therefore the Rosh says, you already basically have a zeman with two people. You just need to find a third accessory. So what are you going to give to that third accessory? Eza dover. Just give him here just to have something because we don't really need you. I'm just chasing you down because I already have like a quasi zeman with my two. You're just like, okay, you're in an addendum. Okay, we can give you, ply you with whatever you want, even a drink or whatever it is. That's fine. The Rambam says, no. If you have two people, there's no obligation to look for a third person because two people is nothing. So if you want to have a third person, you better give him bread. You never give him something serious or not. So maybe this machlokas is connected or not. If you don't like it, it's only my Torah. So you could just throw it out. I don't know if you know that. I thought there was this machlokas is very similar. Fine. Comes along I actually want to say one more point before we get the practical halacha. Oh, no, fine. That was the Arkash. We'll Arkash. Fine. Let's get practical halacha. So now you want to know when push comes to shove. You have two people, and you have your eating bread, and the third person. What does Eza Dover mean? No?
Usually.
Yeah?
I always thought you needed
Mizonis as well, but then you read Shulchan Aruch. He says, that's opinion number two. Opinion number three says Eza Dover. So what is considered Kol Mili, what is considered Eza Dover? So you really need to go back and look at the previous halacha. In talking about 9 and 1, Shulchan Aruch says like this. He says, you have Tisha Sh'achlu Daga, 9 eating bread, and 1 is eating Yerek. They combine to save it, shame of Hashem, etc., etc. Then he says, even if you only had a revius of mikol mashke, of any drink, chutz min hamayim, except for water, mitztaref imayim. So So when it comes to 9 and 1, where the Gemara said a vegetable was sufficient, Shulchan Aruch is very clear. Water does not help. You're with me? So for 9 and 1, you have an express Shulchan Aruch which says water doesn't help. So now I go to my 2 and 1. Shulchan Mishnah Berurah said Eza Davar, anything, but a previous Shulchan Aruch seemed to say no water. So what should the Mishnah Berurah pipe up on the water? Mishnah Berurah says, nah, even maybe water may work as well. He says like this, by 9 and 1. He says, V'magin Avram Cholek upasuk demitstarif, you could combine dechol shtia bichlal achila hi. What does that mean? Any drinking is just like eating, and he can combine, and therefore says the Mishnah Berurah, perhaps water can combine for 9 and 1. So practically speaking, I'm as confused as you are. If you have 2 people for bread and 1 person for water, in one place Shulchan Aruch seems to say no water, to which the Mishnah Berurah says, well, maybe water. Then another place it says Eza Dover, anything. So can you use water? Can you not use water?
Well, so it seems from that maybe that they agree with the opinion that the Zimun's a mitzvah. Because you can't do water when it's 9 and 1 because you already have the Zimun. So you need to be stricter.
I hear you.
In order to get the 3, since it's a mitzvah, you're a little bit more lenient to allow the water.
Excellent until you read a Beralach in Reish Dalet. In Beralach in Reish Dalet, it says, this is a great chabura. I'm glad you all came, says the Beralach. But this whole discussion is when the third guy happens to be drinking water by himself, he says. If you have 2 people eating bread and your friend sits down and he's on a diet, he doesn't want to have bread, he doesn't want to have a mizonos, he only will have water. Can you give him water specifically to combine for the zimun or not? Says the Beralacha, absolutely, positively, no. Because then water is being used simply to make a zimun. He says water is not enough to make a zimun. So how do you paskin? We'll leave the water out for 5 seconds. Let's talk about one level up. How about coffee? 2 people having a bread, and 1 person sits down and has a coffee, let's say with sugar. Combine or not combine based on this? Is that Eza Dover or not Eza Dover?
Water counts, then coffee. I'm confused about at this point.
Comes along Rabbi Yashuv and says, coffee is not more substance. You may think it's more substance, says Rabbi Yashuv, but it's not. And therefore, coffee does not come on. I'm not sure if there's milk in the coffee or not. I'm not sure.
But people question how harsh the coffee is.
Right, but I'm saying, but if you had milk, at least the milk, if you had milk by itself, it would combine, presumably. Right, but let's say, fine. Even the jungle is a bit of a shish. I don't know if the what depends how much milk you put in. But if that's the case, so according to the Rabbi Yashuv, coffee and tea, he says, does not combine because it's not Eza Dover. It's just as bad as water. Yeah.
Coffee and tea are drinks that people will go to someone and say, hey, you want to go to Dunkin' Donuts? Let's get a coffee.
I'm totally with you.
People are not going to do that.
I'm totally with you. So you're setting me up for my last question.
Can you use coffee for Abdullah?
Can you use coffee for Abdullah? It's a Khamar Medina. So that's a big discussion. According to some, you can, perhaps. According to most, it's better not to. You better use like orange juice or something which is real Khamar Medina. Even soda may have some, according to some, may be better. But the point of beer, But you get into your question, which is how I started the Chabura. Is it based on expense? Is chashivus something considered important based on how much it costs? You go to coffee, it costs $7. I don't know, Starbucks, how much does it cost? It's expensive for a cup of coffee, whatever it is. And if that's the case, maybe coffee should combine. Reb Sternbach says coffee does combine. So you have a machlokas of Sternbach and Reb Yashiv if coffee and tea can combine. Now, what about lemonade or fruit punch? Does that combine? It's essentially water with some garbage in it, yeah? So, yes or no? So, and we're not talking about the lemonade. Or even the post can talk about lemonade. What they mean, they talk about petels. Correct. But so what about the petel that they make in Eretz that they all talk about, that garbage? It's water. So they, most post can say, Vizosa Bracha, which is the authoritative modern contemporary sefer on brachos, says it does not combine. You cannot, if someone is just having petel or lemonade, not the lemonade which got pieces in it. Let's assume like a fake lemonade or a fake fruit punch from the mix does not combine.
But Which, like a smoothie. There's a bunch of things.
So a smoothie is better because then it's like real. You got mamish vegetables or fruits rather inside the smoothie. There, it's fine. So, but what about bottled water? Which gets to my final question. What about water which costs? You go to Shea City Field. How much does a bottle of water cost? $7, right? So I'm saying, $5. Okay, $5. You go to a restaurant in the city. It's a bottle of water. A bottle of water is $2. Where any restaurant you go, for sure, $1.50. Why? It's equal to soda, can of soda. So if that's the case, maybe water has changed its status from the time of the Gemara. So if you Google this topic, you'll find an excellent article by Rechaim Jachter, who is a tremendous, doesn't he, Mayas Kama, is a tremendous Talmid Chacham, and a Rosh Beis Din in Bergen County, and he's a Rebbe at TABC, I think, as well. And so he's written a couple of excellent Svarim, and so some of his Svarim are online, and he writes these Torah journals, he writes these articles, for high school. So he asks this question in one of his articles, I just saw this last night, and he says that, does bottled water now change the calculus? Since a Poland Spring bottled water is $2, why should it be any different than having any other drink, an orange juice, or etc.? He said he asked this to Rabbi Baruch Simon, Rosh Shiva, one of my Rabbeim at YU as well, and he says, Rabbi Simon said, doesn't change the calculus. Just because we are, you know, have commercialized regular water, selling it for $2, doesn't mean that water becomes, I'm saying, the cheapest place, $2. So it doesn't mean that now water has become a dover chashuv. To answer Shlomo's question directly, then, to attack you on that, expense doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, but I wasn't talking about expense. I was talking about the fact that people will sit down and
I hear you.
Have coffee.
People sit down for water also.
Most people are not going
to
call.
I hear you. There's
Let's go sit. Let's get some water.
But that's because like Starbucks has commercialized this concept and like they sell other stuff. I don't know. Again, that's kind of like this last question. Because we've commercialized things and because we've made things now a social experience. Does that change that's the million-dollar question. Does that change the fundamental hitstarfus, the ability to combine of this item? So I think what Reb Simon was saying, at least for reading this article, at least vis-a-vis water, it has not. Coffee, maybe that's the svar of Reb Sternbach, that coffee doesn't say why. There's also Bracha Seitz of Sternbach. He doesn't quote explain why. I have to look, maybe I could track it down, where Reb Sternbach actually writes it. But maybe that's the idea of coffee, that even though coffee may be lower grade like water, and essentially water, it's something that you would sit down and combine with. But the upshot is, look, if you're asking me, again, you have to ask a Posek, you have to ask a Rosenfeld, what to do. But what if you ask me, what I would say to you is definitely bread combines. Definitely Mizonos combines, you have three people. Definitely a vegetable combines for Ashkenazim for sure. Any other, I think, food, other than I'm trying to think like a taffy, I don't know. But any other shahakal food, I would say for sure combines without a doubt. I'd say in terms of drinks, orange juice for sure combines. Any other, the tricky question is you have soda, a fruit punch, coffee, and water. I would suggest that you should not make a Zeman like that. Unless you really are either out having it or you're, I don't know, it's a real combination. I'm not sure. I think that you're really entering into murky waters, pun intended over there, you know, about what the halacha is on those things. And if you really want to combine, best that you have, you know, a little candy or something like that or some chocolate piece of chocolate to combine, unless you're really on a diet. And then, I don't know, the question is, should you make a Zeman? I don't know the answer fully to that. I don't know. Yeah, vegetable. I have a vegetable. No, I was not suggesting to have a vegetable. Chas v'shalom. Absolutely. I said a piece of chocolate. Specifically, but chocolate's a vegetable. Yeah.
In the morning before davening, you're not allowed to eat. But you could drink.
Exactly.
And you could drink coffee. Water.
Exactly. And coffee. That's exactly. That's,
but you can't drink juice.
That's exactly what Yasha's point is, that coffee is garbage. It's not a thing. You're not really having coffee. It's like a Michael Chosha. Yeah, but it's water. It's water. It's a caffeinated water often.
What's so interesting. Henry said it, and I said it, and you said the same thing.
Yeah.
All my life, I thought the only way you can
Mizonis, yeah, it's
Mizonis.
But it's not. You read Shulchanach. It's not. And that's why, once I went to Savach years ago, I remember, I started switching, because you could really have, people think that, oh, you have to have Mizonis. You have to have anything, any shakel, any food, a person's eating. Meat. A person's having meat. Often you have two guys having bread, and a guy's having meat. Yeah. You could come on, Joe. I don't know, but Joe, I think is a fruit punch type thing. I think we're not. I don't know. I'm not sure. Joe's a good question. Next kabur. Shkoyach, everyone.